India at some time, a lot of centers for learning. Panipat was a center, great center, Qadi Abdul Rahman Panipat. Belgaram was also a center. It can't attack Belgaram. Now, all these places are forgotten. But there were great ulama here. One student came to his ustad in Belgaram, and he saw expressions of weakness, fatigue. He hadn't eaten for some time. So when he recognized that the ustad hasn't eaten, he turned straight away with a tray of food. The mashayikh and the ulama at the time were also so great. So, no, I can't have this food. This is because when you turned, I understood that you were going to bring something because you saw weakness on me. So as a token, you thought of bringing something for me. So that was a desire of the heart. It's a desire of the heart to not hide for me to take. So the student didn't make a discussion. He took the food away, straight away he took it. And he walked for some time and he brought the same food back. And he says, Ustad, now you cannot refuse this. Because now you didn't have the desire. This came against your expectation. Ustad was very happy with this. Reason is that you have to make ikram. And he did the ikram how it's supposed to be done. See, how to please an elder, there's a way, there's a procedure. You follow the procedure, he'll be happy. Other doing it your own thing, own way, what you feel is right. It upsets everybody. Everybody gets displeased. Why he did this now? What's he up to? Why is he doing this? So a little bit of understanding, a little bit of consideration, kindness. What will please my elder? How will he like it? Many people, they progressed in deen or in dunya, just keeping the elders happy. What parents, what elders, a family, mashayikh, ustads, what's the way, how do we really make them happy? This one was Bakhtiyar Kaki Rahmatullahi. Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki Rahmatullahi is the Khalifa of Mu'inuddin Chishti Rahmatullahi. Now, accessing this path of piety, I explained yesterday, you need a nice, sound heart. Heart must be very clear, sound, and you'll access. Sound means that your mind is not asking why is he saying this. There's no reservation, there's no hesitation. What he's saying, yes, I must do it. So now the sheikh and the instructor feels very good about the person and he wants to give. But now he sees, hey, I'm saying something and he's doing the other thing. I'm saying something, he's doing something else. So then the sheikh forgets him. He says, no, it's not a person to work with. He's got his own mind, and he'll carry on. He don't want to conform. So he don't want to conform, then he'll carry on. And we're going to say something, it's going to be a problem. So we're not asking for a fight, a debate. Let him carry on. Let us carry on. So the sheikh feels disappointed. that person catches it, the rest of his life he is in problems, difficulties. So Qutbuddin wasn't officially he wasn't an alim, you know, go to the madrasa and become an alim officially. He wasn't an alim, though what was required he knew in his day to day life, the sunnahs, the faras, the wajib, he knew all that pertained to his life. Great Buzurg, lots of them went through starvation. So the neighbor is a cook, right? Batiala. So the neighbor notices that this man is spacing the floor from this side to that side to this side. For some time he's carrying on like that. So the cook understands that something must have happened for him to be pacing the floor in this way. So he makes out that there is some foreigner there. So perhaps this person has come and has got nothing to present. He just made it out. So he rolled up his sleeves, he laid it nice and thick, and he presented it. Was it? I was very happy. Because now these people are more happy when their guests are honored. Rather than them being honored, they are more pleased when their guests are honored. See? You eat, you enjoy. That was the concern. Up for a long time, this carried on in many Muslim families. Many I know from my childhood and moving up afterwards. Yeah. The ladies are much more concerned about the mihman than themselves. Everything is left or not left, they are not worried. But someone came in, or the best, whatever you got, let's offer it to him. Sometimes it's chops, sometimes it's fish, sometimes it's a good meal. But the mihman just came in and unannounced. The whole thing is offered with cheer, with happiness. And then they will eat the leftover, or they will have tea, bread, and they'll carry on. But they will never see the mihman going hungry. So that was a very great sunnah. It's now leaving the homes. Now the feeling is, hey, this person came unexpected, he should at least told us, you know, what's going to be left for us. That's the feeling. And then the feeling was, What can we do for this person? When Alim was working in Saharanpur and he felt the salary too less. Anyway, he left the job. After a year or so, very capable alim, and the salary he felt was too less. Because now, in India what happens in the madrasas, you get a grouping. So in the madrasas, you get three levels. A new teacher, then a teacher that comes in at the average level, right? Secondary level. So he gets a different salary arrangement. And then you get a teacher at the top level. So his salary level is totally different. So new, average, and above average. So he was getting, for the category he belonged to, he was getting that. But he felt that was not right. Anyway, left it. But the Sheikh says that after some times, then I had to be in Nizamuddin, my uncle's place, Nizamuddin, and I saw that Ustad working there for about half the salary. So now I scratched head, now by here it was too modest, And here now you got half the salary and happy. So he met up with him, spoke to him nicely, respectfully. See, you found a job here? Say, yeah. What happened? Well, Sayyid Khan Sahib was doing gash in the area and he spoke to me and happily I agreed to take this job on here. Sometimes it happens that it's a force of environment that makes a person think in a certain way. It's not himself, but the environment makes him think, makes him understand in a certain way. Now, when he was in Saharanpur, the environment made him think like that. He went out a little bit in Jamaat, and his mind came right. Now he's happy with half the salary. His mind. Nonetheless, this Qutbuddin Sahib Rahmatullahi, he was too pleased now. Hey, see what this man has done for me. At a time that I needed something, not for myself, but for my mihman. So he asks the mihman, ask what you want. Is it that crucial moment? That's the important moment. You get and you touch the person's heart, like it just strikes. Rabi ibn Sa'ad radiyallahu anhu used to offer Rasulullah some service, tahajjud time, etc. So Rabi Sam became very happy. And then who can be more generous? Rabi Sam was such like you'll do, say, one rand of work and he'll reward you a million times over, literally. Doing something so small, a million of them. So his heart was so great, magnanimous. So man must have done some work, small, but then how Rasulullah rewards him. He says, Sal ma badalak, ask what you want. So Rabi ibn Sa'ud is thinking, I've struck it and struck it at the right time. Is with Nabi Sallam, we in jihad, it's the tahajjud time, it's Nabi Sallam, and it's he that is asking me, ask what you want, what you wish. You see how many opportunities come at one and same time. That is when you have that heart, you may please people, you may keep them nicely happy. Not please myself, let me keep that person pretty happy. That was their mindset. Sometimes when we think of righteousness, then we think of just making ibadat. And we think of being kind, so we only think of being kind. But to get the both right, to get your ibadat all right, means your relationship with Allah Ta'ala right, and to keep people also happy, for Allah Pak's sake. But that very seldom we find a person can strike the balance in that. He's good to Allah Ta'ala, and he's good to people. But this is Rabi ibn Sa'd. Good to Allah Ta'ala and good to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, people in general. So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is asking him, Sal ma badalak, what you want. Is that what you are saying? Yeah. Murafaqataka fil Jannah. I want to be with you in Jannah. Can you think now, can you imagine now what an opportunity he struck? Tahajjud time in jihad, but the Bisawasam is asking, right? And asking what you wish. Can you imagine now what he struck? So he said, all I want is to be with you in Jannat. Dunya ki zindagi kisi tarah se to kat hi jayegi. Garam aur sard sab ke saath laga hua hai. Dunya, it will pass somehow or the other, right? But then I mustn't be left out that side. That side I must be with you all the time. So when they used to score, they used to score big way. And when they do things, they do it big way. Excellent. So they said, make dua for him. So, فَإِنِّي عَلَىٰ نَفْسِكَ بِكَثْرَةِ السُّجُودِ. Alright, I made the dua. But you also need to cooperate, you need to support this. How are you going to support this? Ra'inni ala nafsika bi kasrati sujood. So you support me with plentiful namaz. Sometimes in the hadith in Arabic, you talk of a juz and you intend the kul. Talking of sajda, but you're talking of namaz. Make a lot of namaz. So this is teaching a lot of things. Sometimes what happens to us, we are depending on the dua of that same people. Uske dua se hamari gari chal jayegi. We make dua and everything will work out for us. And the other extreme is, what can you do? Let me do my own thing. So you're not worried about Buzugan Adin, elders, you're not worried. I'll do my own thing. But now, you are taking the du'as, joining them, associating with them, and you are working as well. So you're not complacent with du'a, nor you are feeling too confident of yourself. So you feel nothing, you are making an effort, but you're taking the support of their du'as as well. So we come back to this Bakhtiyar Kaki Rahmatullah. He asked this Bhatiyara, "Hey, what do you want? What are you asking for?" He says, "Aap jaise banad, make me like you." But Qutbuddin is thinking, "Hey, he's a tall order this guy, this person has asked for. A very tall order. Ask something else." He said, "No, I want the same thing." But Tiara must have been clever also, intelligent. "I want this." So anyway, he took him in the room, made dua for him, tawajjuh, dua, we kept on making. Spent about 3 or 4 hours in that state. As both left the room, Bhatiyar Kaki Rahmatullah and the Bhatiyara, both were identical in their looks, features, everything, they were identical. I think I spoke about that. Different types of effect that you get in the Buzrugs surrounding you. I think 2 days ago I spoke about it. Different type of tawajjuh. So this is called ittihadi. You become like your sheikh. Your looks, your appearance, your thinking, your words become like him. You know, on the occasion of Sulh Hudaybiyah, Umar was very uneasy. He spoke to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he got an answer that you will go for Umrah and the word of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is true, it won't happen. But it doesn't have to happen now straight. He's still uneasy. He goes to Abu Bakr, and Abu Bakr gives him exactly the same word for word, same answer. So what was flowing in this heart was flowing in that heart. You see the connection. Where it's coming from? From the Nabi, the fuse is coming there and passing on to Abu Bakr. So what's here is passed there straight. Ittihad. With your Ittihad Airlines. So anyway, he took a few steps and he collapsed and he passed away. Because it was too much. He asked for an abnormal load. Because what Bakhtiyar Kaki acquired with years of mujahada, its spirituality that he acquired, wasn't one day. 40, 50 years of spirituality, he acquired it. Now the question is then, why did he put that abnormal load onto the person? He said, these people are such, one is they're magnanimous, and one is if they give their word, then they honor the word, then they don't turn away. I told him, well, ask what you want. I asked for it, what can I do? Their personality is such that they won't disappoint anybody. You ask for whatever, let me give it to you. Well, the Shaykh comments on the story. He says, what an achievement. He died, he lived as a cook, but died as Bakhtiyar Kaki. He lived as a cook, but died as a Bakhtiyar Kaki. He's supposed to, whatever time he has to die, right? He died at that moment, but he died how he died. What a great thing. You see, keeping your elders happy. What fortunes you reap thereafter. Allah give us that understanding.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله ولك الخلق كله بيدك الأمر كله نسألك الخير كله ونعوذ بك من الشر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كما تقول وخير مما نقول اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وتباعه وأشياعه أجمعين إلى يوم الدين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت قدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. رب اجعل لي مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاها. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين. اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأحبابنا ولمن كان له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء. واغفر اللهم لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.